63 degrees in Kalamazoo, 4:08, and it is time for you to sit back and enjoy some time with me, hour number two of the Jeremy Lawrence Show. I am Jeremy Lawrence, which is pretty helpful since they named the show after
yes.
me.
Yes.
And along with me today is...
Michael Loudon.
So I don't know whether to call you Wonder Producer or the On the Mend Producer or whatever, but he's here. He's up and taking nourishment.
I am.
So, which is a good thing. That's a definite improvement over 48 hours ago.
Oh, definitely.
So anyway, he's back. He's ready. He'll be the one you chat with when you call in. You'll chat with him before you talk to me. So you got to be nice to him. You got to be nice to him. That's all there is to it. 382-4280 if you want to be involved in the program, or 877-382-4280. Also, you can text us, 803-73, if you just don't have the time to be on the phone with us and wait around. That's the way you get your thoughts in and chat with us that way, and we will share some of those thoughts as we continue on through the program. You know, I find it interesting, and we've been talking about this for a little while, if you're just joining us, I find it interesting the statewide races for things. And we talked a lot about the Terry Lindland, Gary Peters race for Senate. We did that yesterday, talking about some of the different things that are happening with that. Well, now you get some new wrinkles in the Snyder shower race for governor. The Governor's Association chose a rather interesting take on something that Mark Shower had put together. This was a bill from, it was a 2007 state Senate proposal. The proposal was to impose a 20-cent per gallon tax on companies that bottled water in the state of Michigan. One of the lines from this particular spot is a woman who says, "Who taxes water?" You know, just so, and it's almost in that kind of a vein. Who taxes water?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the commercial, the shower is over.
Yeah, a little play on words there.
Yes, of course. Now, Mark Shower has come out. His campaign has said, it's not about that. The proposal that he was putting together was the idea that he wanted to protect the state's water sources and that kind of thing, and keep companies from withdrawing water from those sources and shipping it out of state in large quantities. However, his spokesman, Zach Pohl, came out with an announcement about this, and I thought this was interesting. Instead of keeping it Michigan and saying, all right, you know what, this has been said, so we're going to clear the air, this is what that was all about. And it has nothing to do with what they're saying, it's this. You do that, I think it's over with. But instead, this is the first part of what his campaign spokesman had to say. Quote, "Washington Republicans, led by scandal-plagued Governor Chris Christie, are desperate to prop up Rick Snyder." So, in this particular statement, you have attacked Republicans three different ways, because saying "Washington Republicans," that's just saying, no, it wasn't people here, it was them. And by the way, that scandal, that evil Chris Christie that everybody sort of likes, by the way. They're attacking him and prop up Rick Snyder as if he doesn't have something of a record to run on. Now, okay, he's not perfect. No governor is. But there's a few things he can point out and say, yeah, things are going a little bit better. You know, unemployment's down and we're starting to come back. And people have said, yeah, we got a ways to go. But I think he's made a claim to say, well, you know, we're on the comeback trail here. We're coming back as a state. So instead of saying, you know what, here's what the bill was about, here's what we were doing, and it sadly didn't happen, but I was looking out for the state, that's what I was doing. And I think if you come at it that way and say, I was looking out for the people in this state, is looking out for our water supplies, our water sources, want to keep them for people here. There you go. There's your response right there. This dies at that point. You say, all right, well, we've answered it. Instead, no, let's attack people. Let's attack our opponent. Let's attack Chris Christie, and let's attack Republicans in Washington, because you know what? They're the real problem.
No, the way that this should have been done is you should have came out and said, no, look, this was what was supposed to be done with this bill. Mm-hmm. And instead, no, well, let's just go attack people. That's not right. That's not how you're going to win a campaign. You want to try to defend what this ad is saying, or, you know,
well, or at least defend yourself, yeah, defend I think, yourself is what you're going
it, yeah,
for.
Yeah, defend yourself against it,
and,
yes.
And here's the thing. If Mark Schauer, even in Democratic polls, Mark Schauer is down. You know, and I think in the latest one it was like 5 points or something like that. But if you're down in the polls, you need to be able to define yourself effectively and say, no, that's not what I'm about. This is what I'm about. This is what I stand for. These are my plans. This is what I want to do. That's the kind of thing you do. And I think that's the thing that Mark Schauer is missing out on here in going after this. And I think that's the thing that's going to be with this. I have a feeling that there is going to be something to this who taxes water line, and the Schauer is over. If he doesn't address this effectively, completely, then you're going to have that hanging over your head for some of the campaign. Now, I may be wrong here, but I tend to think that this ad is catchy enough that you've got just your average woman sitting at the table in the middle of this thing and goes, who taxes water? You know, like, and gives it this sound like that's totally ridiculous. Who taxes water? Now, I understand the reasoning behind it. I get it. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I get it. But I think there needs to be a fuller defense here than what you're seeing from Mark Schauer's campaign. 382-4280, if you'd like to be a part of the program, 877-382-4280. And you can also, 80373 is the number for texting. If you don't have time to wait on the phone, you can certainly text us, and we will share some of those texts as we go on through the program. Right now, we check in with John in Comstock. Hi, John. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well.
Glad you didn't get the creeping cred that your producer did.
No, and I told him, don't breathe on anybody and don't touch anybody. I can't afford that. So.
Well, I'm breathing on this microphone over here. That could be troublesome for some people.
Yeah, there you go.
Fortunately, he's...
before you're done.
Fortunately, I'm in a separate room here, so and I've not come near him. So
no, you handed me these movie tickets.
I put them on the desk in front of you. That's different.
Well, you got pretty close to me.
So anyway, hi, John.
Well, yeah, welcome. Anyhow.
Aren't you glad you got into that discussion with us?
I honestly expect this governor's race to be nothing but just negative, you know, vitriolic, you know, ads this fall. And they work, but they're on the other hands, they also, you know, guys like me that like to look at the positive stuff, I mean, they kind of turn me off, you know, so then we stay home, and then when it gets a little bit deeper into the process, I think that artificially affects the outcome of the election. So, you know, I would, you know, urge you to do your own research and then make your own decision and get out there and vote anyways. Anyways, who taxes water? Well, somebody that's wanting to tax industry right on out of the state is who taxes water.
Well, and I think that's the real part of this, that, you know, he talks about defending the water supply, and that's great.
Yeah.
But you're going to encourage industry to relocate or otherwise not locate here by doing that sort of thing, because industries like to do it a little cheaper. Don't we all? You know?
And you're kind of going at it the wrong – he's kind of going at it the wrong way anyways, because in the end, that cost will get passed on to the consumer anyways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would think a better way to approach it would be put a limit on how many gallons they can pump a day. I remember when that plant went in up by Cadillac, It wasn't very long before wells around the plant started to go dry, and then they had to slow down. They had to slow down how much they were actually drawing out of there. That doesn't have anything to do with, you know, the state's revenue or anything like that. And I think that's where Schauer was looking on that. He was looking, you know, for the maximum amount of revenue. Flip side of that coin is that's going to get us back into a Granholm state where everything is fair game. Where does it end? Do we end up like Maryland taxing rainfall on roofs?
Which they do, yeah.
You know, exactly. You know, so there's good and bad points to kind of everything. Yeah, the state could use the money right now, but there, on the other hand, the state could use the money because we've got so many people unemployed. Wouldn't it be better to not tax the source or the raw natural resources of it, attract more business in, attract more jobs in, therefore lowering the unemployment rate that way? That seems to me to be a lot better way to do it, because you end up with more money in circulation rather than just pulling, you know, from, you know, one coffee can and putting it in the other.
Well, and John, you bring up a lot of interesting points here. Let me go back a little bit, and then we can talk about some of the stuff that you just said. But, you know, you talk about these negative ads. The one thing that I have found wherever I have been, no matter what campaign it is, for some sad reason, these things work. And they continue to work. Otherwise, they wouldn't be used. And it never fails. Just about every campaign, negative stuff comes out.
And honestly, what I think that does, the biggest result of that is during the last presidential election, there was a lot of talk about the low-information voter. And personally, I think that's who the negative ads are especially effective with. You know, or the people that get their, you know, the people that get their news from Facebook and Twitter and like that.
Sure. Or Comedy Central, for that matter.
For that matter, too. I mean, you know, the Internet's a, you know, a great resource for sitting down for a few minutes and exercising your Google foo and finding out what really went on. But, no, I mean, we use it to argue with people and look at pictures of cats.
Now, and it is a terrific resource that way. But, you know, getting into some of what you were saying about, you know, businesses and that kind of thing, I think that, you know, there's a lot that connects here. If you talk about, you know, expenses for business and that kind of thing, if a business has expenses in the state of Michigan that they're not going to have in other states, they're going to locate in the other states. You know, they're not going to necessarily say, oh, well, we'll go there because, you know what, we'll raise our prices, but it'll be okay. They don't want to do that. You know, they'll just locate somewhere where they can do the products cheaper.
Exactly.
So, well, John, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for calling in.
All right, no problem. We'll see you guys later.
All right. And you can feel free to call in with your comments as well, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. You know, one thing I wanted to get into a little bit later, but I think John brought this up, and it's a great, great point. Expenses for business, you know, it includes things like, all right, well, we're going to tax this or we're going to tax that. But it also includes wages for people. And that is one thing that, you know, as we look at this, and as we, you know, there's a group out there trying to get petitions signed so that we can get on the ballot this measure to raise the minimum wage in the state to $10.10 an hour. Now, you know, one thing that's been talked about in this, and we'll continue the discussion with you about this as well, but one thing that's been talked about in this is that small business doesn't really know how to frame the debate so they can say, well, wait a minute. If you raise the minimum wage, here's what happens. It's a little difficult to do that in a soundbite, and I think we know that. But that's another thing, and John brought it up, and I think he did beautifully, but if you think about this, things like that matter to a business locating in the state. And you can talk about, oh, yeah, you know, great roads and this and that all you want. But if it's expensive to do business here, then businesses are going to go elsewhere. And things like that minimum wage proposal that's being talked about, that's going to be something businesses will look at and say, well, wait a minute, it's more expensive to do business in Michigan than it is to do business in Ohio or Tennessee or Florida or out west somewhere.
Wyoming.
Yeah. You know, and let's face it, the Dakotas are doing pretty well right now.
They
so,
are.
You know, that's a good place to locate. But that's the bottom line of all of this, that if you're talking about taxes on this or that, or you're talking about an increase in the minimum wage, you're talking about more expense for business, and either they'll locate somewhere else, or guess what? You're going to end up paying more for the things that you get from that business. Now, I'd love to get your comments as we continue on ahead with this. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, as we check in with Ed from Portage. Hi, Ed. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call. John should go into politics or government because he understands what a lot of people don't understand. When people are running a business, why do they have a business?
Mm-hmm.
Not for entertainment. Most of them not for a hobby unless you're owning a Major League Baseball franchise or
mm-hmm.
something.
Sure.
But you're trying to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you cut into something that people seem to think, well, business can afford that. No, no. I think everybody should have a class at some place in how a business operates
mm-hmm.
in their educational background because people don't understand that. The other thing is what you talked about or he talked about, going back to the Granholm thing. I remember when they wanted to build this distribution center in Michigan, and she wouldn't do it unless it was union run, so they built it across the state line in Indiana. There's all kinds of ways
mm-hmm.
that these people who own businesses are unafraid to move, and they look at how can we do it, and how can we do it cheaper. And any time you raise the cost, that cost will not be paid for by the business. They will pass it on to the consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And one other comment, too.
Yes.
Talk about the negative ads. Now, I'm an old dog, but I remember the first time I ever saw a negative ad, I think, way back when I was in college, when Kennedy and Goldwater were running for president.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two ads that still stick in my mind, one showing California and a saw going, and the ad said, at one time, Barry Goldwater said, it'd be better if California were cut off and fell in the Pacific Ocean.
Mm.
And they made this ad of the saw sawing off California. And the other one showed a hand, and it showed a button, and then it just showed a nuclear blast. And it said, would you trust Goldwater's finger on the button?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that goes all the way back to, I think, 1962.
Was that Kennedy or was that Johnson? Because it was one of the two that,
oh,
that put that out. Was that Kennedy?
Yeah, okay. Because I was going to school in Grand Rapids, and he came to he campaigned there. And
okay.
We went out to see him down at the downtown square.
Yeah, because I remember seeing that ad that you're talking about with the finger on the button and all that.
Yeah.
It's been around forever, and that stuff works.
I know. It's unfortunate. Everybody should not vote. And that sounds terrible, but it is a little bit scary on that, but I appreciate the dialogue that you guys have very much.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks for being a part of it today. Appreciate that.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
And we continue on. If you'd like to be a part of things just like Ed there, you can give us a call, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373 if you'd like to text in your comments as well. Jeremy Lawrence on 590 WKZO. -62 degrees in Kalamazoo. Jeremy Lawrence here with you, 590 WKZO. And as he usually does, Michael's breaking into the program with a bit of an update here. So,
yes.
Michael, go ahead.
Yes, one traffic incident to report. Douglas Avenue north of D Avenue is closed due to a house fire. Multiple fire crews are on the scene.
So it's going to be a little messy if you get into that area. It's Douglas Avenue north of D Avenue closed because of that fire. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. We've been talking about, well, first of all, it was this ad that's being put out by the Republican Governors Association. Mark Schauer has, it's this whole history of this bill or this proposal he put forward to tax gallons of water. And the whole idea was to, as a way to discourage, you know, companies from sending an awful lot of water out of the state, you know, bottling water and sending it along. But the Republican Governors Association has come along and said, well, who in the world taxes water? And they put out an ad that is all about, you know, who taxes water? And at the end, you hear this, the shower is over. Clever stuff. It's a negative campaign ad. We talked about how those work, but we've also talked about the way business works. And that is something that you don't hear an awful lot about. You know, the news is all about, well, this line or that that line or this thing or that negative thing. And you don't really hear, okay, when this happens, then that happens. That's that whole cause and effect thing that takes place. And cause and effect, I don't know if it's just not taught anymore or people just don't get it, that when you do one thing, another thing takes place. And I think that's part of the whole issue. Now, we're going to continue the discussion with you, and if you'd like to be a part of it, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 803-73. You can text us and let us know what you're thinking. Jeremy Lawrence here on 590 WKZO. We continue ahead. Keep it right there. Degrees. Kalamazoo is where you'll find that temperature, and it's a pleasant 62 degrees.
Yeah, it's not like you have to go far today to look for
it. Oh, I'll tell you what, a nice day, and it'll be even better. I'm looking at the temperature on Saturday. They're saying 72.
Oh, man.
And sunny? What are we, California?
I guess so.
So, I'll tell you what, looking forward to some great weather and great times with you. Jeremy Lawrence here with you for up through 5 o'clock. Glad to be here with you. We've been talking about this business with the Republican Governors Association, the ad that says, who taxes water? The negative ads, that kind of thing, and the cost of doing business. You know, it's one of the things that we brought up, and the minimum wage as well. I mean, it's all fair game. We're talking about it. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Also, 803-73, you can text us and let us know exactly what you're thinking. If you don't have time to be on with us on the phone, that's the perfect place to do it. Right now, we definitely have time to check in with Jeff, who's standing by in Richland. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Jeremy. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
All right. First of all, I'd like to comment on, you had some pretty bright callers calling in today. I like a lot of things they had to say, especially the fellow talking about the uninformed voter, or I don't know what term he used, but if you're going to vote, do your research, you know, whichever side you're going to vote for, don't vote on the negativity, find out the best man for the job, and that's the guy you need to vote for. So, but anyway, it's kind of, Showers Bunch has done a really, really poor job of spinning this or not spinning it, however you want to look at it. If he's looking at it from a, you know, protecting our resources standpoint, you know, in Alaska, every state citizen receives a check every year from oil revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a resource coming from the state, you know, and I look at it the same way. I mean, we're blessed with, you know, abundance of water.
Mm-hmm.
If they are spending it out of state, you know, then, you know, does that water belong to the state, or does it belong to the company that buys up a piece of property and, you know, sucks the ground dry, much like they had, you know, problems up north with, I believe it was Nestle, or I can't remember who it was.
But,
You know, I mean, I guess I'm kind of looking at that, and that is a resource that belongs to the state. So, you know, should all of us get a little piece of that, or I don't know. I'm just throwing it.
It's an interesting comment, you know, but I think the difference is, I mean, you look at Alaska, they're sitting on oil, not everybody's sitting on oil, but there's an awful lot more people that are sitting on water one way or another. So it's not a resource that's quite as in demand, if you will. So, you know, is it even feasible to say, hey, we're sitting on all this water, so we're all going to get a check for the water you're using? I don't know if that would work.
Well, I don't know either, but I'm just putting that out there. And, you know, it's like, you know, there's been all this talk about diverting water from the Great Lakes to go to the Southwest or whatever else, you know, and at that point, okay, you know, they are drawing resources from our state, you know, so if that ever were to come to pass, I would certainly want to be compensated for it, but, you know, just throwing it out there.
Well, it's definitely an interesting idea and worthy of discussion. Jeff, thanks for your call. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy.
And you know, there might be something to that, but I got to say the big thing that concerns me with that is, you know, there's a lot of these places, particularly if you're into bottling water and that kind of thing, it's not like you can't go to Ohio or Wisconsin or something like that and say, all right, well, we'll do it from there.
Mm-hmm.
Or go to basically any city that has a decent river flowing through it. You know, I can recall years ago getting a bottle of whatever water. I don't know what the brand name was. But I get this bottle of water, and I look on the side, and it says, Source, Columbus, Ohio Municipal Water. I'm sitting here going, I'm drinking city water from Columbus.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, how does that work?
I'll never drink that because it comes from Columbus, first off.
Oh, shame on you. Anyway. This is what happens. You know, if a water company were locating here and we said, well, no, we need to cut a profit there, they're going to go, no, I don't think so. Instead, why don't we locate in, Tennessee or Ohio?
Well, they could even locate in Canada and take from Great Lake Superior.
Certainly. And there's plenty of other lakes there that they could tap into. Minnesota, for crying out loud, the land of 10,000 lakes.
Yes.
I think they could spare a few. But, you know, this is why it's, I don't know that it works the same way to say, all right, we're sitting on a natural resource. Yeah, we'll give it up, but we need a cut of it. And I don't know that companies will do that. You know, with the oil in Alaska, that's where it is. They have to go after it. If they don't go there, where are they going to go? Dakotas, Texas, and overseas. That's it, really. Water is kind of a little more of everywhere. You know? So,
yeah, I mean, what is it, 75% of the earth is covered with water?
Yeah, and even if you cut out the oceans, even if you cut that out, there's still plentiful water sitting around. So I don't see companies going, yeah, I'll be willing to part with that. Or if they are, we'd all get a check for like 15 cents or something. You know, it's just... I don't know that it's a feasible idea, but it's an interesting idea based on, you know, I think if things were equal on that, then yeah, we might be looking at that. But you might also be looking at water priced the same way gas is these days. And, you know, good heavens, let's not go there.
No.
You know, who wants to buy a gallon of water for $4? You know, that's... And I suppose if you're buying bottled water, you know, they spend an awful lot of money putting that together. It probably would come out to that. But,
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think we want to go there.
Typical gallon of water, I know store brands usually about a dollar.
Yeah.
And the other ones are about $1.30 is what they usually range around.
So it's really not terribly expensive for water. And it's because it's more plentiful. But it's an interesting idea all the same. Now we're going to continue ahead with you as we move along here. You know what? 14 minutes left in the program, and I'm still holding on to a couple of movie tickets here.
And I've got a question ready.
He's got a question ready. I got movie tickets. You know what that means?
We're doing it when we get back?
Well, we might.
Okay.
But people will just have to wait and find out. It's coming. Keep it here. $4.50, Jeremy Lawrence here on 590 WKZO as we head through your afternoon. Well, I had pointed out to me by none other than me that I have movie tickets here in front of me. No, I looked down and was like, hey, wait a minute. We still got some tickets to give away. This is two tickets to go see Rio 2. Remember that movie about the Blue Birds that they put out a few years ago? It was a cute, cute movie, really. I think DreamWorks put it out. They're putting out a sequel. The previews look pretty interesting. Yeah, even for someone like me who has not seen the first one, I'll probably end up in the theater watching the second one. And you can, too, because I've got two tickets here that I'm giving away. And I would do a caller number, but you know what? Michael went to all of this work today to put together not one, but two dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia questions. So I kind of feel obligated to let him ask the question. So
okay.
Here's the deal. Lay this out so they know what they're doing here. First, you got to call 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. And then second, you got to answer the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question that Michael is about to give us.
Yes, and everybody listen carefully on this one. This one's a little bit more complicated than the first one.
Uh-oh.
All right, and this is about an animated movie as well.
Okay.
All right, in Toy Story 2, it is shown Woody, Jesse, Bullseye, and Prospector Pete start in a black-and-white TV show. What was the name of the TV show all starred in? Now, I'm going to give everybody a hint here. It starts with Woody.
Okay.
You just have to give me the second part.
Okay, there you go. So if you can answer that question, if you know your animated movies, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280, and you can win yourself a couple of tickets to go see Rio 2 at Celebration Cinema. That movie comes out this weekend, and you will be among the first that are going to check it out for yourself. It's a good one for the kids, too. You'll want to check that out. Well, Michael will check in here in just a couple of minutes to let us know who has won and what the correct answer is, because I'll tell you what, I've not seen Toy Story 2 because I don't know what the answer is. So we'll find out from him. But in the meantime, I wanted to get back to this a little bit. Because all of this comes down to, you know, you talk about, well, they wanted to tax water. And the whole idea was, well, we want to preserve resources and that kind of thing. Yeah, but that also encourages businesses to locate elsewhere or to raise prices. And I tend to think that with that same attitude, businesses would approach the state of Michigan if the minimum wage increase would come into play. And this is the thing. They're out there trying to collect signatures and that kind of thing. They need to get several thousand in order to be able to be considered on the ballot. And I think if that minimum wage increases, businesses are going to go, okay, well, how can we operate cheaper and do things more efficiently? So business wouldn't necessarily locate to Michigan. And then businesses that are in Michigan would have to raise prices on practically everything. And that is one thing that, you know, different, you know, small businesses have been against this idea just simply because of the kind of expense they're talking about. But it's the whole idea of basically saying to people, do you want to vote yourself an increase in pay? Congress does this all the time, and they do without fail this, yes, we do. Okay, yes, we want to raise. And you can see people doing this if you put it on that footing. But if you put it on the footing and say, well, are you willing to have business locate elsewhere? Are you willing to have prices go up on milk, eggs, bread, cheese, deodorant, shampoo, soap, bath towels, whatever? I mean, you just name it, the price would go up. That's what you're looking at with this. It's the whole idea of cause and effect. And it's something that you do not see focused on in all of this. It's one thing, particularly with that that ad, and we'll dig into it in a minute because Michael is telling me we apparently have a winner.
We do have a winner.
So we'll pause my thoughts here so that Michael can tell us who it was that won these two tickets.
It was Tony from Kalamazoo.
Okay, so Tony has won. And for the curious, what was the answer to the trivia question?
The answer was Woody's Roundup.
Woody's Roundup. That was the name of the black and white TV show
Yes.
that all of those characters were a part of.
Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't know that because I did not see Toy Story 2.
You didn't see Toy Story 2?
Nope. I've seen the original. Okay. I have not seen the second one or the third one for that matter.
Okay.
So, familiar with the characters. I mean, you got to give me some credit there anyway.
Yes.
All right. So, congratulations to you on the movie tickets for Rio 2 coming out this particular weekend. Now, I think, you know, the one thing that is not focused on any of this stuff is the whole idea of cause and effect. And I think that's for both sides, really. When you decide, okay, we're going to change the way that taxes are done in the state of Michigan, well, guess what? The effect is some people are going to have their taxes increased. If you decide that businesses are going to have to pay more to pump water in the state of Michigan, then businesses are either going to relocate or they're going to decide to up their prices. If you decide that minimum wage increase is what we need in the state of Michigan, then what you're in effect deciding is, I'm deciding that I want businesses to locate in other states. I'm deciding that I want my prices to go up on everything I buy at every store I shop at. And, you know, some people say, well, that's fine because everybody will get more money. Well, no, everybody won't get more money, because there will be a whole lot of things that happen that are an effect of what goes on. And I think that's part of the issue. I mean, you don't hear this in this ad that's being put out against Mark Schauer right now. But there is some of that there indicated, this, who taxes water? And there's some of this thing of, you know, it's the policies he supports would take us back to the forgotten decade. You know, that's one of the things they say in there. And, okay, yeah, define that a little bit for me. So, and I'd love to define it for you because, you know, that's the kind of guy I am. But Michael's taking over the show again.
Yes.
So, what can I do?
We just got a traffic report in. There's a semi halfway in a ditch blocking the northbound lane of Mercury Drive just north of I-94 in Springfield and Battle Creek.
Okay, there you go. So if you're in that area, you'll want to find an alternative way to get around that. That's going to cause a little bit of a tie-up, I have a feeling.
It's sunny out there. How did the semi end up in the ditch? Although it is very windy, it's possible that it pushed it in there.
Windy, or maybe he was texting. Who knows? It happens from time to time.
Yes.
But, you know, I think that's the ultimate thing. Getting back to all of these things, all these attacks both sides make, I think you really need to be able to define it for people and say, here's what they suggested, here's what happened because of it. And I think you could do that on both sides. You could say that for some of Governor Snyder's record, because you could look at it and say, well, okay, well, he's got a record, and there are some things that legitimately he's done well, and it's caused some good things, but there's legitimately some challenges that have happened because of some of the things that have gone on. But I think you could do that on the other side and say, okay, this is what this candidate wants, and so this is what's going to happen. And appeal to the sensibilities, appeal to the idea, instead of the idea of, let's dig into this emotionally, and let's feel good about ourselves, and let's, oh, we've got to just feel better because we're helping people. Well, that's nice, but anything you do, I mean, you know, particularly with the minimum wage thing, with any of this stuff, money doesn't just appear. It doesn't just go, hey, look, money. How about that? It comes from somewhere, and you got to ask yourself where it comes from. I encourage you, dig in, do the research. Don't believe just what I tell you, but just dig in a little deeper.
And trust us, it doesn't come from trees.
There you go. Definitely. It comes from Michael's pocket. It's going to do it for us. We'll join you again tomorrow, 3 o'clock. See you till then.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.